recorded live at Corolla One Studios with Adam Carolla and board-certified physician and addiction medicine specialist, Dr. Drew Pinsky. You're listening to The Adam and Dr. Drew Show.
Yeah, get it on. Got to get it on. The trip. Get on. Thanks for tuning in. Thanks for telling a friend. We love that about you, right, Drew?
Right, Adam.
How you doing, man?
Hey, man.
Hey, man. Brought your hard-boiled eggs.
Brought everything,
side
man.
Side of brisket in here. Diet Coke.
My whole party. Vinny thing.
Yeah, man.
What is this? This is a Podcast One charger.
Yeah.
Oh.
I was thinking about the you hell? The other day because I was like when Drew goes like, I like when he starts a show with like, are those new? And you go, what? The frames. You go, are my glasses? Yeah, new frames. Yeah.
I'll get to it.
I'll get those.
I'll get to describing it.
How much were those? Okay. That's good pot.
Good
yes.
pot.
Yes. Don't leave things around for Drew to find. Maybe I blame myself for wearing glasses as well. But yes, Drew found a, what did you find?
I found a Podcast One charger.
Okay.
Very nice.
You guys will never see it and you won't have it. Now, Drew,
yeah.
I want to thank Birdwell, birdwell.com, promo code ADS. We love their shorts. ZipRecruiter.com/ADS. LifeLock.com, promo code Adam. And TheraWorks as well. TheraWorksRelief.com.
That's right.
Drew, you're charging your phone?
I'm seeing if it works.
All right. What's going on in your world besides phone charging?
I've gotten you and I do a little bit of political conversation, right? We try to get too deep in, but I do
Drew,
a bit of that.
Yeah. Do not touch that anymore, please.
I do a bit of that on.
It's everyone's fault for leaving something.
I do a bit of that on radio, and I have found myself exhausted lately. Just by the end of my radio show, I'm just exhausted, and I ended up my radio show today by ending by reading Lincoln's second inaugural out loud.
Wow.
Because I was so disgusted with people's behavior and the acrimony and all that. It's the one that ends with, you know, that the chords of history and the better angels of our nature prevail, this kind of thing. And I don't know. I wonder what your thoughts are. Do you feel it the way I do, or am I just covering too much news and watching too much cable?
People are definitely whipped up.
Yeah.
You don't. There's a way to avoid it, which is by avoiding it.
No, but I do a radio show about
well,
it.
Well, you have to get into it. It's part of the
job.
Way the world works, you know. I mean, part of the job requirements.
Yeah.
I always find myself being drawn like the siren song to the physical and mechanical world because not only is the work itself a complete and utter distraction, but also that world has no interest in Trump and Maxine Waters.
Right.
I don't even know if they know who they
are. How did you know I was thinking about those two? How did you know?
Literally, I swear to God, they couldn't pick Bernie Sanders out of a police lineup if the other four guys were black. That's how out of that world they are.
Yeah.
And their only world is a, like, you walk up to them and you go, how's it going? And they go, had to order more braided steel fuel hose, and we have some AN connectors. And I'm like, no, how's it going? The auxiliary fuel pumps are coming in today. Like, they don't say to talk about their kids.
Yeah.
Like, they're just, their world is this world.
Yeah, I get it.
And it's a great distraction. I had a bunch of guys at my house today, and I was... I hail myself a genius, Drew, because
hold on.
I was
that's never happened.
Trying to work on a problem, which was my deck, my deck that I'd built.
Mm-hmm.
I'd not on most of it. I did a pretty good job of sloping it, sweeping it away, but there were a couple of zones where after it rained, it would sort of puddle up on the deck, and I was trying to figure out ways to kind of deal with that. And today, I thought, I'm going to pop some drains in that deck.
Mm.
Now, the deck's 4 feet above just the ground, so the water can just go through it and land on the ground. It doesn't need to be piped anywhere.
Right.
I just literally need a way for the water to escape where the trouble puddles are.
Yeah.
So it's like me, my guy Rob, is get the hose, go hit the troubled spots, find the troubled spots. When we hit it with the hose, make a puddle, find the deepest part of that area with your finger, literally take a crayon and draw a circle around that spot.
Yeah.
Then how do I get these drains popped in flush? You know, the key is they can't sit on top.
Yeah.
They got to be a little either perfectly flush or a little below surface.
And what's the material you're drilling through?
It's a thick plywood that has like an elastomeric kind of rubberized waterproof coating on it. So it's kind of flat and it's wood and it's thick, but I still got to get these things to sit.
Are they little drains, like tiny little?
Nah, they're like 3 inch around, yeah. Size of a apple,
yeah.
Around, little, maybe 3 inches.
Yeah.
And so first off, you could go round or you could go square.
Oh.
But they have a lip on them. And they, if the lip sits up above the deck, won't then work. It's still going to puddle.
Yeah.
So how do we get this round? So now I've decided I'll go round. But how do we get it to sit exactly flush or a little bit less, a little bit lower than the height of the deck? If you want to cut something in a circle and you want it to be a pretty big, not a drill bit, but you have to use something called a hole saw. It's like a round thing with teeth on it. It has a centering bit and it'll cut like a big bung out of something. A bung hole.
You said bunghole.
They're called bungs.
Now, you also taught me about a certain kind of a router that makes a lip.
Yeah, well, that wouldn't be a bad one. But see, there's your hole saw.
Ah,
showing you a picture of a hole saw.
Yeah.
So what did
Holdozer. Huh, I like the name, too.
Holdozer. With your de-handled hole hog with a half-inch chuck. It's
like Killdozer.
So let me tell you what I did. First, I'll tell you about LifeLock. Okay. Now you see, but how do we get it flush, Drew? Because the thing's going to have a rim on it.
That's what I was thinking about, that thing that routing thing.
It's not the router that puts the rabbit with the bearing
on it. What's that called?
It?
Yeah, what's that called?
That'd be a rabbit bit.
Okay.
I think. It has a bearing on it. They have different offsets and stuff.
Used to use it for like the banisters, you said, something like
Wouldn't
that.
Wouldn't be bad.
Yeah.
Wouldn't that be a horrible call? But keep in mind, this thing is round. It has a lip that goes all the way around it. I'm not exactly sure how big the router would be or whatever it is. All right, I'll tell you how I did it. First, I'll tell you about LifeLock. Summertime tips to reduce your risk of getting hacked while traveling. Change passwords before you leave and again when you return. Leave non-essential devices at home and don't trust public Wi-Fi. Well, that's one thing I'm good at. I've never used public Wi-Fi because I don't know how. So many threats in today's digital world. Good thing LifeLock Identity Theft Protection includes the power of Norton Security for added protection. LifeLock uses proprietary technology to help protect against identity theft, like your info being for sale on the dark web. Let's not let that happen, people. Norton helps protect against online threats like ransomware as well. If you have a problem, their agents will work to fix it, but you're not going to have a problem because you're smart and you got the best. LifeLock, right, Drew?
No one can stop every cyber threat, prevent all identity theft, or monitor transactions at all businesses, but new LifeLock with Norton Security is able to uncover threats you might otherwise miss. Go to LifeLock.com or call 1-800-LIFELOCK. Use promo code Adam for an additional 10% off your first year. That's promo code Adam for an additional 10% off.
So I went to the home store. I got the drain. The drain's round. It's about 3 inches, and it's got this like quarter inch thick lip that goes around it or whatever. A little less than a quarter inch. And that's, of course, wider than the actual drain part that then funnels in a little bit.
Right.
I then got the piece.
Yeah.
I then walked down to the drill bit department, and I went to the hole saw department.
Yeah.
Now, hole saws, they just sell you the round donut with the teeth on it. The center part, that's a universal piece. They'll pull in and pull out. I found one that was a little bit bigger than the diameter of the drain part that went in through the deck. Or the same size or a little bigger.
Yeah.
I didn't want to fight it.
Yeah.
The other one I found, which was the same size or a little bit bigger as the top rim.
I see.
And then I put one on the hole saw. I went down a quarter inch and I came up. First one. Second one went all the way through the next one and then cleared it off and made a shelf.
Yeah.
Put some siliconized white caulking in there, and dropped it right in.
Perfect.
Flush.
Nice.
Yeah.
Dig it.
Told my guy to do that. He did four of them, but you know what happened?
He did three of them.
No, I did four of them. I walked outside. You know what I said? Why are they all facing different directions? There's a grill. Why not line them all up? Either get them all going this way or all going that. Why they all randomly turn in different shapes? And he's like, well, I thought about it. I said, no, you didn't think about it. I said, there's always a choice. I always tell people when they work, and you can apply this to any job, even when you think there's no choice, there's always a choice. You could do it this way or you could do it that way. There's something around. There's some decision to make. And when you get better, you start realizing don't lock anything off where there's a choice. Like, and maybe the choice is completely random. Maybe in a case where the drain was circular, fine. But this one has lateral slats.
Did you make them pull it all up?
I tried, but the silicone had dried already, and we couldn't move it. And then I yelled, fuck it, and went in the house. So he felt good about himself.
Freak out.
All right. Paul's got a question.
All right.
Story about working on Busted, huh? Mm-hmm. Let's talk to Paul, 33, Chicago. Paul?
Hey, how you guys doing?
Good. What's going on?
I was listening to ACS the other day, and I got a little bit of something that has a little Adam and Drew flavor to it because of my profession. Mm-hmm. You were talking about working through a hernia, working through the busted knee. And it reminded me of a story. I work in behavioral health, and I meet with about 4 patients a day. I had a tooth that was killing me, but I was chewing gum, and I was kind of ignoring it. I mean, I got dental insurance, but I don't know. Just I ignored it. As I'm meeting with one of my patients in an individual session, my tooth in the back of my mouth shatters into pieces. I start swallowing pieces of it. I swallowed my gum, too.
Mm.
I very calmly excused myself. I said, hey, I'll be right back. Went to the bathroom, spit out a bunch of blood and a bunch of chunked of teeth, and had the bad idea to rinse my mouth out with cold water. Oh. I wasn't aware of the roof.
Ow.
Yeah. So I'm like, oh, crap. So I turn the water temperature a little bit up, wash my mouth out, and meet with 3 more patients because I have to meet with 4 a day. Finally do that.
The two things you don't want your dentist telling you are 2 things my dentists have told me in the past, which is like when they're examining your teeth. Number one is, do you dip or use chewing tobacco? Not good.
If you don't.
Not good if you don't.
Yeah.
Kind of making me wish I did dip at that point. Yeah. And the next one, I'll let Drew do his read, and then I'll tell you what the next one is.
That all right. Handcrafted Birdwell Beach britches.
Yeah.
I looked for my bathing suit pictures. I'm going to find them yet. Me in my lifeguarding years wearing my Birdwell Beach britches back in the late 70s. As good today as they were, that legendary customers come wearing the same pair they had decades ago, guaranteed for life. They're built for outdoor activity, actually built for surfing, but they're perfect for any water activity. Birdwell's proprietary 2-ply nylon, inspired by the sails at Newport Beach. And I'm telling you, when we got into them, it was the style, the fit, and also they dried instantly. And that 2-ply, it really, you know, your skin, you'll appreciate it. 10% off your first Birdwell Beach Britches purchase with a lifetime guarantee and free shipping over $99. I bought some towels from them.
Ooh, nice.
Yeah, very nice. Go to birdwell.com and use discount code ADS. And by the way, one of the reasons I went ahead and did it, first of all, I knew this stuff would be great. And I thought, I never enter the discount code. I never get a chance to work that out and try it. And I did it. Boy, boom, ADS. It's very clear where you put it in. 10 seconds take it to come off immediately.
10%.
10% off. And, again, it's at checkout. It's ADS at checkout. And free shipping, over $99. So I did not pay any shipping because I bought a third towel.
Hey, Paul. Where's Paul on?
Birdwell.com, ADS. Thank you.
Yeah, the second question you don't want to hear your dentist say to you, but on the other hand, kind of telling with me, the guy was examining my teeth, and he's like, ooh, you got a high threshold for pain, don't you? And I was like, I guess you're looking at something that would probably bring a lot of people to their knees, and I walked around with it for 2 years, so maybe I do. But I don't know. Between the dipping...
I'd rather have the high threshold for pain, if I had a choice.
It's true, but that means he's looking at something that's bad.
I get you. It's a choice.
Same to me, too.
Yeah.
Well, you got the story to back it up. I just had to take his word for it. But
to be fair,
well,
though,
I go to him and he goes, "This isn't a matter of if this was hurting you. This is a matter of how long you were going to tolerate it." And I said, "Oh yeah, it was hurting."
I ended up having to have a bone graft. I want to know, Drew.
Why'd
thank
you let
you,
it go
hero.
So long?
Oh, leave me alone. All right. Half of my high threshold for pain is just low self esteem. Like I never want to bother.
Laziness or low self esteem?
My greatest concern would be let's just say fantasy. we're at a party or an event where there's multiple people and they're around, and I go, hey, whose penny board is that or skateboard is that? And I jump on it, I fall off, and I legitimately hurt myself. Like, I legitimately hurt myself. My greatest concern would be the group of people going, oh, my God, get some ice, or let's call somebody,
now,
whatever.
Now, that's your thing about being...
I would go like, I'm fine. I would go into the bedroom. I would shut the door.
Yeah.
I would tell my wife to tell them I'm fine.
Yeah, yeah.
And then... I would like look for ways to transport my way to the hospital by going out of a window.
No, that's your weird can't be the focus of attention thing you've got.
Yes.
I remember I witnessed the first time when we were doing sales for Loveline back in the we were in Las Vegas or something at the NAPTI convention. Mm-hmm. Do you remember this?
Mm-hmm.
You know the story I'm going to tell?
Something to do with a person that
I know. Yeah, and he, you know, some guy named Steve Cahila. And you went, Steve Cahila, and you immediately wanted to like leave the room. It's like, what? Just because you knew the same guy as one of the salesmen at the.
I don't know. I don't find that as a great example of what we're talking about.
But that's when we first discussed it.
You know, the thing that's weird about Steve Cahila is his sister is a big muckety muck over at like DreamWorks or something now. Or whatever Ron Howard and Brian Grazer's company is. That DreamWorks?
I don't know.
What is that?
Imagine?
Imagine.
Yeah.
Sorry. Oh, that was pretty gay of you to know the difference between Imagine and DreamWorks.
I didn't know there was a difference.
But yeah, Imagine. Anyway, she's up there. Steve's a guy I went to the Groundlings with and was good friends with many years ago. Funny you bring him up because 2 weeks ago when I was doing Celebrity Password... Mm. Oh, no, not match password, game. Match game. Stop correcting me, man. They're all the same. I was there with Allie Wentworth, who's now personality and I guess married to George Stephanopoulos. Is that?
I think that's right.
Who she's married to?
Yeah.
I had this vague recollection of her being at the Groundlings and my buddy Steve dating her in the 80s.
Like Steve Cahila.
Yeah, later 80s. And I like literally, she was like in the makeup chair, and I don't think I've ever met her, but I was like, hey, I think we know somebody, and it was Steve Cahila.
That's weird.
And I was like, you dated Steve a million years ago, right? And she's like, yeah.
Wow.
It's a weird how time marches on.
I maybe know her from something, too. I got to look her up here really quick.
Allie Wentworth.
Yeah. Hold on.
She must be... She must have went to the Groundlings at the same point we were there, although I feel like I had left or been asked to leave at that point. All right. Anyway, she was a delight. Sam, 45, Seattle.
Hi, how's it going?
Good. What's going on?
So I have a question for you guys, both of you, not just Dr. Drew.
Mm-hmm.
When someone cheats on their marriage or they wreck a car drunk driving, how much involved is for their own personal responsibility that they choose to drink and then mess up their life, and how much of that is just their addiction is
the way to think about it is I mean the disease of addiction always progresses, and it always progresses to bad places, to things like accidents and DUI and health problems and relationship problems. So the way to think about it is not, oh, are they responsible? The way to think about it is they're not responsible for their disease. They are responsible for their recovery. And so if they did not get involved in treatment and it progresses, that's on them. It's still on them, even though it's not specifically their volitional responsibility. It's on them for not taking care of their illness.
Hey, Sam?
Yeah.
How much of your question is focused solely on like a substance versus just actions that don't serve you?
I guess it's probably, because like, for example, my church, people who have affairs but they also do drugs, some people just will say, oh, but maybe they have a demon inside them and causing them to do this. And for me, I'm like, eh. And no, they probably want to do that. But if they have an addiction to drugs, how can I say, well, they really want to do it? they can't help themselves.
No, it's
working on their addiction.
It's not so clear as that. It's that in their disease, part of the disease is affecting the way they think and what they think is a good choice. And so they make bad choices in their disease. And again, I hold them completely accountable. You're accountable if you don't take care of your illness and you let it spiral and keep going. Hey, you know, you can give somebody a second chance if they want to get sober, because there can be massive change after that. But if they're not really taking it on, then it's on them.
True.
Yeah.
What about something that I obsess over now on a daily basis, the sort of self-destructive tendencies that like so many people seem to have.
Yeah.
We've always known it toward relationships.
Yeah, the sabotage piece.
The sabotage. Yeah. But I'm starting to think about a sort of overall gestalt of life sabotage. And I hear like stories all the time. Like, I think I shared this with you, but maybe I didn't. I was at a barbecue a few weeks ago, a successful lawyer guy, partner at a firm, and blah, blah, blah. And it's like, he's telling me about some junior guys, like 26 and fresh out of law school, sort of announcing that, hey, I'm going to a bachelor party and I'm not going to be near, you know, don't try to call because I won't be, you know, picking up or whatever. And he said, not only do I hate that guy, he's never making partner.
Yeah.
And everyone sort of around him kind of knew it.
Yeah.
And I thought, there's a version of this where the guy goes to the bachelor party for 4 days, by the way.
Yeah.
It's a new thing. But there's a version of it where he doesn't even say it's a bachelor party. There's a version where he goes, hey, my mom's back in Queens and she's struggling a little with her health. I'll be out on Thursday and Friday. There's that version. And then there's a version where you do say, I'm going to a bachelor party, which the boss is not happy about, but you don't announce, don't try to call.
Yeah.
Like you just don't answer your phone. Or you just do a version of it where you don't have to make this guy cutely aware that you don't care about his business.
I have a new construct I want you to examine after I tell you about Therwick's Relief. Everybody, if you're one of the millions of sufferers from leg cramps, particularly nocturnal legs and feet, Relief is in sight with Therwick's Relief. It's a topical foam, clinically proven to relieve muscle cramps quickly. And with daily use, Therwick's Relief even prevents the muscle cramps before they start. You don't need a prescription. It's over-the-counter, seconds to apply, absorbs quickly, and it works. I've got patients and family that are very happy with this product. Therwick's Relief is available today at CVS, select CVS, Rite Aid, and Walgreens pharmacies, or just go to TheraWorks, that's with an X, W-O-R-X, TheraWorksRelief.com, and talk to your pharmacy about it if you want. They are as excited as I am because this is really a problem for some people, and we've always had to use medication to treat it. And now with this, we don't have to use pills. Just put the foam on, and it does work. Ask your pharmacist about TheraWorks Relief. Again, you can experience relief for muscle cramps for yourself. Topical foam, clinically proven. CVS, select CVS, Rite Aid, and Walgreens. Or go to TheraWorksRelief.com.
All right, so your theory. Right.
So I've noticed that this is an ill-formed idea, but it's similar to what you were observing about oppositional defiance disorder. There's a lot of people that particularly, or if they're sort of improperly handled by their parents, particularly if they're traumatized, they develop a lot of F-U-man, right?
Mm-hmm.
F-U.
Sure.
And particularly towards society and particularly towards anybody that's trying to tell them to do anything, it's F-U-man, you're not the boss of me. And the F-U becomes more important than anything else. So in any situation where you're working around other people, asked to do a task, at some point, you're going to go, hey, man, F you. Even if there's no purpose for it, like, hey, I'm going to be out for 2 days, you know, F you. By the way, F you. There's always a little bit of a, hey, man. And what I want to examine about it is that can work either way. Some of those people kind of become good leaders, right? They kind of learn how to channel it. They become rock stars.
Oh, you're talking about the anger?
The FU. The FU.
Well,
there's always an FU.
And they're
slightly different. I agree with you.
Hold on. Madonna has that.
Yep.
And has figured out a way to make quite a bit of money.
Exactly.
Being angry at the man.
And FU. Everything's FU, FU.
Yeah, but I don't know if that works in the corporate world.
Right. But maybe if you find a way to...
Well, there's no doubt that Madonna's angry. There's no doubt her mom died when she was young and she was traumatized.
Yeah.
And she announced it's her against the world.
Exactly.
And now she's 57 and rich and she's somewhere right now doing Pilates with weights.
Yeah.
Because it's still her against the world.
And by the way, telling the constructor to screw off while she tries to get her to work with her.
The instructor.
Yeah.
Yeah. You said constructor, which is weird. I thought someone was building something.
My mouth has been saying stuff
That's
without
okay.
my brain's participation lately.
Well, so if we drop an N-bomb, we'll know.
I called some guy Joel.
So here's the thing. Let me paint. But this guy is not that. This guy just grew up.
I don't know. Because the need to pin that out there, the need is so great.
I think you're approaching it like you.
In what sense?
You are sort of thinking like, why would anyone do this unless?
Yeah.
I want to posit another theory, which is...
Out of itness?
No, it's just this guy, there's so many people who grow up in complete and utter zero gravity environments now that they're like, why?
Yeah, that's kind of an out of it.
You know how many times I've said to someone, like, no, why are you telling me that? And they're like, because it's the truth.
No, I agree
and
with
I'm like,
you.
Yeah, but I shouldn't know that. And they're going, but that's the truth.
You know, you've got a lot of experience, you know, now as the boss of people that have been raised in a millennial culture.
Mm-hmm.
And that's your sense of it. And I don't disagree that could well be one of them.
Yeah. Well, understand, though. This guy at this barbecue, this must have happened. This could have happened years ago. It was like fresh on his mind. I was going to talk to our caller from Japan.
Yeah, where'd
Gary,
you go?
Why'd you?
They dropped off.
Oh, they dropped off. Well, in that case,
come on now.
Apologize to Gary. We had a caller from Japan. He wanted to know about topical testosterone.
Oh yeah,
and he wanted to know about how long before it might come off.
On
it's
your
transferable.
Yeah, and I don't have an answer for that. I don't even know. That's a great question. Usually we have people put it around their groin and testes and
that's
stuff.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah, but sometimes they put it on the wrist, and so it could get across to somebody else. The question is, I'm sure it's on the label.
I think he probably means putting it on his honker and having sex.
I think he means skin-to-skin contact. Are you going to transfer it to somebody else? That's what I'm – we don't know.
How does sex work, though?
You don't put it on your honker. You put it near your honker.
You may put it on your honker. Your friend, Dr. Bruce, about that. I think
Bruce puts it on the honker? He and I have to have a little chat.
Not for nothing,
weird
but
stuff.
I can't say for sure, but there does something sounds familiar about that application.
You can put it on your testicles.
Really?
I've heard of that.
Yeah, well, if you get a good head of steam going sexually, those things get moving in a counter.
That's the point.
Pendulous kind of way.
Yeah, yeah.
So what he's saying is he's putting it on his parts.
Something, yeah.
And he's probably going to engage in sex with all this newfound testosterone.
Right.
So how long is it until after the application?
Right.
Now, if you're applying it once a day, then there's not that many windows because it's not like, well, give it 2 days because there is no 2 days.
Right. I'd imagine it's about 2 to 4 hours, something like that. I'd guess.
Okay.
That's my guess.
Let me tell you
sure it's on the package. But
yeah. Let me tell you about ZipRecruiter. Hiring. Well, it used to be hard. Now it's easy. They only have one place to go. ZipRecruiter.com/ADS. ZipRecruiter scans thousands of resumes, identifies people with the right experience, and invites them to apply to your job. 80% of employers who post a job on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. With results like that, no wonder ZipRecruiter is the highest rated hiring site in America. So if you're looking for somebody or you're looking to find a job, either way, it's a two-way street. You go to ZipRecruiter. And right now, our listeners can try ZipRecruiter for free at this exclusive web address. Go to ZipRecruiter.com/ADS. Once again, you're looking for highly qualified candidates. Go to ZipRecruiter.com/ADS. ZipRecruiter, smartest way to hire. All right, let's see. Listen to the Big 12 podcast at Podcast One and get all caught up on what's going on in Big 12 sports and give it a nice rate and review. We appreciate that at podcastone.com as well and Apple Podcasts. Live shows, go to amcarolla.com and say hi. Thousand Oaks, Borderline, Bar and Grill. That'll be Friday, July 27th. And then August 29th, Pasadena Ice House with Dr. Drew, everybody.
Oh, yeah.
And without Dr. Drew, Seattle, September 13th
How
at
do
the
you know?
Moore Theater. Oh, yeah. He may follow us along. Go to Chassis and pre-order Uppity and all that good stuff. And, Drew, what do you got?
Go to Dr.com. I urge you to please get that opiate series. It is so good. You'll learn so much. Even if you read the latter half of it about what happened last 40 years, you'll get it.
So, until next time, Adam Carolla for Dr. Drew saying mahalo.
Shopping for skincare is frustrating. Buy it, try it, toss it, repeat. Curology is here to help. Curology pairs with your own licensed dermatology provider who assesses your skin and prescribes you a custom formula to tackle acne, dark spots, or even fine lines. No guesswork, just a formula made to work for you. Get your consultation today at Curology.com/SXM. Curology, skincare with a face. Subject to consultation, subscription required. Cancel anytime.
Whether you're making the same breakfast that you have every day or baking a cake for an extra special day, eggs are a staple in our diets. Eggland's Best eggs are nutritionally superior to ordinary eggs, containing more vitamins and 25% less saturated fat. Not only are they better for you, but Eggland's Best eggs taste better too. There's a reason that they're America's number one eggs. Visit egglandsbest.com for additional information and delicious recipes.